All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking about the latest episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Your girl kept asking, he decided to give her the thug passion. Big Mike, how'd you feel about Falcon and Winter Soldier?
For it to only be six episodes, three episodes in, all three have been good. Each one keeps building upon the story, seems to be getting better. End of the second episode, they said they want to see Zemo, so yeah, Baron Zemo all throughout this episode. Daniel Brühl, I think, is doing a really good job as that character. And even their dynamic with him was really good on this episode. They had great action scenes. Sharon Carter even pops back up to tying everybody back in from all the previous Captain America movies into the series. So, again, Marvel tying everything back to things that they have already done before and just showing you kind of where everything's continuing. And, again, all the ramifications from Civil War and Infinity War and Endgame and everything that's happened, you know, from the original phases. Good episode, good writing. Not that the comedy timing is still good. Action is still great. Still thoroughly impressed, and even had one of the Dora Milaje show up in the end. So you find out that they're looking. I think she said she's looking for Zemo as well. So that adds another dynamic of they need Zemo to get answers to what they're trying to solve. And at the same time, now they got to protect him from people who still want to get him for all the chaos and things that he caused before in the past. So another good episode by Marvel.
Keith.
I was on eggshells a little bit. I was waiting for Zemo to betray them. You've got the two separate teams working for the same purpose, but each side working against each other because they want the win for themselves. Subtle rivalry that's in there. And I'm starting to show the cracks in John Walker and U.S. Agent's character as well. He bucked a little toughly there. It was like, you know who I am? I'm Captain America. It's going to feel that lack of respect. And Zemo, perfect. When he threw the mask on, I was like, uh-oh. Trying to wonder what his end game, because in the comic book, Zemo's got something similar to the super soldier formula, if I'm correct. But I know he would go toe-to-toe right. with Captain America all the time. Again, the action was solid. Acting was rock solid. I'm a little worried about Sharon. I'm starting to think that she might be closer to the power broker than we first realized. I kind of told my wife, I was like, I think she's the power broker, which would kind of fit in her character because Sharon Carter in the comic books was a little shady. Girl who's playing the terrorist, isn't she that girl from that movie Solo?
Yes. I don't like her.
There was a reason I didn't like her character. Disney's kind of pushing her out there so much.
Well, but Disney likes to be progressive.
Either way, I'm all tired of her terrorist ways, so I'm looking forward to her catching fire or something. But yeah, I'm seeing that this is going to be an interesting thing. Anthony Mackie is proving that he is a good leading man.
Yeah,
I can see him doing a lot of other things. I can see him going far and taking this pretty far. And once again, the one thing that kind of hit me in the first episode of this show is that it feels like a Captain America film, but there's no Captain America. And it's not that I don't miss him. I'm not looking for him. I'm not looking for Chris Evans to come on the screen.
Yeah.
Their movie and everything. Going to my head that, you know, what a phase... four or five or whatever, they end up bringing Chris Evans back. Or what if, like, the big twist is they have a cameo of Chris Evans as Captain America again, as Steve Rogers. It doesn't need that.
The show is strong enough without it. It's strong enough to have a different Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strong enough with the two lead characters that they work well together on screen. And the way that the story is progressing, that this isn't Captain America... Falcon and Winter Soldier. This is Falcon and Winter Soldier. Marvel's Falcon and Winter Soldier. This show, I would probably say for me, the first few episodes are strong enough. And this one feels like the middle or like towards the end of the second act. So that's kind of what this felt. We're talking about is six episodes. Then the... other episodes should just really, I wouldn't even say be action-packed, but there should be even more development, and those last two episodes should just be like full-on, hard-hitting Marvel. So, it's good, and I'm not going to say anything negative about it. Aaron Kellyman, the person that we were talking about in this show, the flag smasher person, she's also in the Willow TV show.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm tired of her. I'm wondering if the Isaiah Bradley storyline is, if he's going to pop up again. T- touched on it a little bit, but I'm wondering if that's going to play more of a story into that, because they were saying that they got the formula from his blood and from Hydra's attempt at it and everything. So I wonder if he'll pop back up again. Once again, yeah, I'm pleased with that, but this is a speculation on my part.
Do you think there'll be any other surprise characters showing up in the next few episodes?
Bring in a cameo, or at least tell us what happened to Steve Rogers, or additional hint to him, or something like that.
Mike?
Wouldn't shock me if we got a Steve Rogers cameo. Now, I know in the comics, when Sam finally did take over the mantle, it was kind of almost like a Batman and Alfred situation where Steve Rogers was a little older, but he was talking to him through an earpiece and giving him guidance and different tips and things like that. I don't know if they're going to go full-fledged that route, but would not shock me if we did at least get one cameo.
Try to ground this already established character, or would it be they pull in from all the bevy of Captain America characters? Right
now, it seems like they're pulling from all the Captain America stuff.
I don't know his rose gallery too well.
They even have Baltrock back.
Because Rumlow died, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. So yeah, no Crossbones. Zemo was his big threat, and Red Skull is too...
It's too out there.
Yeah, it's a little too far out there, far-fetched and out there and stuff. There's a female version of the Red Skull, his daughter, but...
Robert Redford shows up.
Yeah, but didn't he die in...
They killed him.
Could have been a clone.
Well, they snuffed his ass right the hell out. And I think they kind of killed off all of Hydra. Like, this would have been a perfect segue for Hydra.
That was the one rumor I did see, was that Power Broker was... What's the little short dude who ended up becoming a computer? Zolar?
Yes, Zolar.
Yeah, theory was that, technically because he's a computer now, he survived and he's built some robot body and kind of controlling that or some shit. Apparently happened in the comics at some point.
Yeah, he had some body and stuff like that, and they kind of alluded to that in the Winter Soldier. Yeah, that would work. That would work. Yeah, but we will see. I'm happy you just sit back and enjoying it. I mean, I learned at the WandaVision, speculation is fun, but the actual material is better than our speculations and stuff.
And I'll probably just throw a random idea that could work in this if Mark Ruffalo just shows up, because if all this stuff about the super serum coincides with what he has done to himself, I could also see he just show up for an episode, or someone's going to talk to him about something.
They're going into the whole cosmic thing, but at some point they got to talk about the cosmic and the gamma aspects of the powers that are out there. The Fantastic Four represent people who've been benefited from cosmic energy. Captain Marvel, another one. Gamma radiation or gamma energy is the opposite of that, where the Infinity Stones come from. So there's like two halves of it, like positive and negative. Like the positive would be cosmic energy, Galactus, and all the rest of them use that stuff. And then you got the other side to that. The Hulk is almost like the avatar of that aspect of it. The Hulk comic books right now are weird as hell, but it looks like they're kind of heading into that direction if they're going that full-blown cosmic multiverse stuff. If they're doing, I'm wondering if they're going to touch into that, and that's how they'll introduce the Fantastic Four. Who knows? But it'll be awesome. I know that much.
Before Zemo blew up that guy's lab in the third episode, do you think he took any of the serum?
Almost positive. If he was smart, he would have palmed one. But they kept throwing it out there that Zemo hates the idea of super soldiers. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Zemo,
he was one.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Combo, he took the serum and he had the powers.
Yeah. Wasn't the mask like something fucked up to his face or something like that? Or yeah. It's like.
Because he put it on and he took it back off. So I'm kind of curious if by the end of this, if they're going to mess up his face so he ends up wearing it permanently.
They might just keep John Walker around and make him just Captain America. One part, he seems like a dick, but it seems like to me that a bunch of people would want that serum and stuff, because there's only like a handful. That crew is the only ones with the serum. The little plot point they brought in and threw a little tidbit out there, they like sewed it up, and Zemo's running around and shit. So it's like, god damn.
The show is going in a lot of good directions. And I mean, again, you still have like this whole element of the cosmic side, and then Loki's coming the month after that, right? So,
yep.
I mean, again, Marvel... Not the 1-2 punch, is the combination right now.
DC's trying in their own way.
No, they're not.
They're trying in their own way. No, I'll give them not. Points.
They canceled, what was it, 2 or 3 of their movies already?
In a weekend. Like one
yeah,
day.
But those two movies, like, do we have any faith in those, with the exception of The Trench? That might have been okay.
I had zero faith in them, but it goes back to you literally had the hottest thing on fucking TV.
It still is. It still is. Like until Mortal Kombat comes out,
trying for you to continue it, and you're still like, yeah, no, we're not. And in fact, we're gonna cancel this other three movies too. Why not? Fuck it. No, they're not trying at all.
I'm still liking Superman and Lois.
So I haven't seen that, but I'll take your word for it.
Worst name executives in the history of Hollywood.
I'll deny the execs are trash, but there's I'm hoping that somebody there will see the light.
No. If I had a Make-A-Wish Foundation wish right now, it would be the wish to go in that boardroom and tell every last one of them how I feel about them.
They're probably spin doctorate. You need to understand that our feelings about the progressive and natural aesthetics of the situation.
What are you talking about?
We're going to give a holistic 365 approach to the interdynamics of comic
the
book industry
down,
as a whole.
The top down, dangling carrot.
Fucking
shit. Plus, read that interview was crazy. It's like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? Are we going to get the Snyder versions of what? Like, no, we're not going that route. We're just going to go something else because
at this point, we don't want to pay him. At this point, they're just doing it out of spite.
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
At the end of the day, I thought this was all about trying to make some money. But no, it's just we don't want Zack Snyder and his dark vision of comic books to affect any other thing that we're doing. That's really what it is. You can't have the Joaquin Phoenix Joker if Batman is somehow wrapped up in all this. You can't have Superman be wrapped up in being evil Superman.
Robert Pattinson be our Batman, and we're going to get a black Superman, and we're going to get...
Yo, you have the hottest thing in comic books right now. The hottest thing in comic book movies, and you're doing nothing with it. The movie was mediocre when it came out originally. Mediocre movie. And they fixed it. Then, if you did not want to even have all this, you're blaming the fans type thing, you didn't have to put out the movie. Plain and simple. It's not like Zack Snyder just said, hey, look, I own all this. I'm going to put it out. And I'm going to put it out on your network, your streaming service. They said yes. Somebody agreed to it. So I'm like, if you're going to agree to it, maybe you should see all this stuff through. Because, again, at the end of the day, I thought it was all about money.
YouTube video talking about Warner Brothers is Hollywood. AT&T is telecommunications and a traditional executive corporation. And AT&T saw dollar signs. They didn't see creative influencing and all this other shit. We got at least 10 million people that said they want the Snyder Cut version of this thing. Oh, why not? Well, we'll put $70 million, give it to Zack Snyder, and tell him to put it on HBO Max. That'll give us a boost in HBO Max's numbers. And it did. They got a 68%, 70% boost in installs and downloads.
You should
crashed
have
the damn service four times.
You should have. And like,
oh, they're happy with it. They're like, this is great. This just people are keeping the subscriptions. They're not gonna uninstall it.
That Teen Titans, whatever the Titans movie.
Titans TV show.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still on there. Yeah, they got one last season and then it'll be done. That's on HBO Max. I wouldn't advise watching it. Well, the thinking is that Warner Brothers, the movie executives, are pissed off because their bosses, their overlords, and AT&T made them do something they didn't want to do.
Like, that's impossible. It's impossible.
They went right around Warner Brothers, which now makes abundant amount of sense because they bypassed Warner Brothers altogether and went directly to Zack Snyder and gave him the money and told him to put it up there. It's AT&T that controls HBO Max.
Yeah.
Not Warner Brothers Media Group or movies or whatever they're called. They better hope that Batman movie rakes in that $1 billion because...
It can't. The movie can't. I mean, you still have issues with coronavirus. You still have issues with the theaters.
They better hope and pray that that movie gets all the money that they think it's going to make.
I mean, just give me the Dune movie. Dune and Mortal Kombat. That's just give me painful. Those 2 days. And I think I'm done with anything HBO Max.
Dune's going to be painful because Denis Villeneuve is pissed off. He hasn't even started pre-production on the second movie. He hasn't. Like, it was supposed to be in theaters. We're supposed to have seen it already.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was pissed because it got released in there. So it's coming to HBO Max in theaters. It's not going to make any money. He was expecting it was going to get delayed. So he's just like, oh, we'll just wait. We'll just wait. It'll be okay. All the theaters will open back up again. Nope. Regal closed their doors.
They're still open in some capacity. Because Warner Brothers is supposed to be doing some release deal.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid shit. Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do exclusive movies with Regal Symphony. Good luck with that.
just to put a stamp on the podcast, but yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier is the only good thing right now out of anything comic book related other than Justice League. And apparently Warner Brothers hates money, and that's confusing to me.
I mean, they got other revenue streams, but still, it's, I don't understand what the fuck they're doing.
Well, Game of Thrones is done. You probably should maybe just put your focus and energy into Justice League.
HBO's got other stuff they got, but I don't know. Fucking dumb. But right now, they're number two.
Yeah.
The number two streaming service. You can't beat that. Before, they were like, what, number five?
Now, well, number Netflix. I think right Netflix now
is number one.
Yeah, I think right now is Netflix and Disney. And then as a third, it probably would be HBO Max. I mean, Disney owns Hulu. So, yeah, there's just way too many services now. Just way too many services.
Yeah.
You got Peacock. You got Paramount Plus. Like all these cable station
trash
stuff. I mean, it's BT Plus. Anybody watching the shows on
that? Fuck no. I will admit, Peacock does have a lot of TV shows I want to watch. The Law and Order and Battlestar Galactica. I've got the red box.
Only good Law and Order is the original. Well, it was the one in L.A. That one wasn't very good. That Corey Stoll in it. So
must not have lasted that long.
No, I think it got canceled mid-season. But, all right. Beast Game Podcast.